now. Get your tree questions answered by ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
But that's not the only way somebody could get their tree question answered. Y'all put it together quite a respectable resource on your website, itreeservice.com.
Yeah, it occurred to me that I mentioned a bunch of dates and a bunch of deadlines for getting your palm trees trimmed and a bunch of other information. And I just, you know, wanted to let listeners know that you can go to our website for all this information. We have a monthly tree tips calendar, a tree calendar that's very helpful to give you a heads up on when all those palms need to be done, when your fertilizing is appropriate, which trees can be pruned when. Plus, we have a fact sheet page on the website that has several articles on, well, lots of articles on lots of subjects, including many that we touched on today. So you can go to our website at the letter itreeservice.com, itreeservice.com, and that will get you there if you had any questions about the things we've talked about.
You could also get yourself to the Desert Botanical Gardens on Sunday, August 13th. From 2 to 5 p.m. or Saturday, September 9th, 2 to 5 p.m. to sign up for John Eisenhower's classes. Now, you go to dbg.org, desertbotanicalgarden.org, find his classes there and sign up on the Desert Botanical Gardens. But you could...
Yes. I've got two pruning classes coming up both in August and September.
I might actually finally make one. That September one's realistic. I am not one to want to get up on a Sunday and drive 90 minutes to Desert Botanical Gardens. I love you, man. I'd love to see a class, but I'm not giving up my Sunday. Saturday, 2 to 5 p.m., September 9th.
I'm going to
do that on the break before it fills up.
I've been teaching the same class for 8 years at the Desert Botanical Garden, and we almost always do a Sunday afternoon, but they've started to mix it up. We've done a Saturday, and the Saturday class is quite popular, and yeah, so you can get to go to the Desert Botanical website at dbg.org and go to the landscape classes and scroll down. You'll find one of those options of either the August or September class. And I would mention, too, that if you go to our website also, you'll see right on the homepage of the website a place to sign up for our Talking Trees newsletter. Once a month, we send out a newsletter that has the monthly tree tips. You know, we try not to barrage you with a bunch of marketing stuff. We just have the single Talking Trees newsletter goes out once a month. And then we have a plant healthcare newsletter you can also sign up for that goes out on the off half month. So, but those newsletters always tell you what classes are coming up that I'm teaching and some other community events. And other classes that we think are worth promoting here in the Valley. So if you have an interest in learning, how to prune trees properly, all of those upcoming classes are in the newsletter. So it's a good place, a good resource. We're kind of condensing the most important things to feature during that month of the year, and it might be a good place so you don't have to go to the website to kind of dig around for the information. Just get on the newsletter sign up list and send it to all your friends as well. We have a growing email list of close to 10,000 readers, and we'd love to include you in that group.
Let's get to the next point before we get to our calls here. Roland wants to talk about some organic products on the line. We've got some great text questions as well. But real quick, let's hit our bugs. You've got a list here of things to look out for. You had already mentioned the Palo Verde borers a little bit earlier, but what else do we need to be on the lookout for?
Well, I'm not sure I mentioned the borers at any length. The Palo Verde borers are a grub that eats the roots of our Palo Verde trees here in the desert. They also can feed on other trees, but primarily the Palo Verdes are their main menu item. And these grubs are pretty devastating. If you see your Palo Verde tree is showing signs of decline, where you'll see certain branches start to die on your Palo Verde tree for no good reason, nothing has changed, the irrigation is all the same, and there's no reason for this to be occurring, it's very likely that you have Palo Verde borers. They're a common part of our desert ecology. Trees can actually live with them for a long time. It just as long as they're just the tree is putting on new root, you know, developing new roots and new wood faster than the grubs are underground destroying the roots. The problem is when those borers get closer into the tree, they're starting to feed on larger diameter roots. And when they girdle some of those roots underground and kill them, immediately you'll see the corresponding dieback above ground. Within the next season, you'll start to see this flagging in the tree. So if you have those borers, this is a good time to notice that one of the symptoms that we look for is around the base of the tree, inside the drip line usually, you'll see these small holes about 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch in diameter, sometimes a little bit larger. And those are the exit holes where the adult, after the grub pupates, the adult will emerge in the first 2 weeks in June. And they will emerge from the holes and fly out. They'll mate, and then the females go back down underground and lay the eggs and start the process over again. The eggs hatch. They become these grubs about the size of your thumb and about three or four inches long, 5 or 6 inches sometimes. And they feed on the roots for a season until they pupate and start this life cycle again. But this time of year, the first 2 weeks in June, is when those adults emerge. So if you want to get a positive ID, this is the time of year to be kind of thinking about that. If your landscapers traditionally rake the ground and rake the gravel underneath your trees, they'll cover up those holes. So you might want to tell them not to rake around your Palo Verdes if you want to take a look and see if you can spot those exit holes as they as those adults emerge. So Palo Verde borers, unfortunately, a common problem here in the desert. It takes out a lot of Palo Verde trees. We see a lot of trees declining and dying, and it's unfortunate. There is some chemical treatments. It's difficult, but if you need some help addressing that concern with some of your trees, give us a call, and Sarah Maitland, our plant health care director, can give you a call and talk to you about some treatment options.
All right, real quick, carpenter worms.
Carpenter worms are, a grub, a small worm that emerges from eggs that are laid by a moth. And this moth deposits the eggs in the crotches of primarily ash trees. And then the moth, the little grubs, when they hatch, they burrow down into the wood and start to destroy the heartwood in the branches right near that branch attachment. And they're really problematic. They're very common in the older ash trees, Arizona ash as well as chamel ash and others. And they have been, once they get into the tree, it's very hard to get rid of them because they're primarily in the heartwood, which is non-conductive tissue, so it's very difficult to treat them systemically. They can cause weaknesses, structural weakness in the trees, and branches will start to fall. They also push out a bunch of sawdust out of the holes as they're feeding their way through the trees. They're pushing out frass, this digested wood material, it's like sawdust. And you'll see it all over on trees that are heavily infested. You'll see piles of sawdust around the base of the tree, and if you look up in the trees with binoculars, sometimes you can see the frass up near those crotches in the tree where the activity is occurring. If you have that, it's not a good sign. The trees usually will eventually decline and die. And sometimes it can be unsafe to live around those trees because you don't know when the structural integrity of a branch will be so compromised that an entire branch will fall. We had to take extreme care removing a huge tree recently. We had to use a crane because it was unsafe for our climbers to even climb in the tree because the branches were so perforated with carpenter worm holes. So be on the alert for that. If you start to see your ash tree, like the Palo Verde, starting to decline, starting to see branches dying, see branches breaking, look for those telltale signs and give us a call, and we can try to help you diagnose it and help you out with that problem.
And flathead borers. Man, it's a month for borers.
Yeah, I put them all together here on one day because flatheaded borers are a small insect that invades any kind of an open wound on a tree. Sunburn is one of the most common areas. They'll even invade trees with just pruning cuts. But sunburned trees are really susceptible. And it's our desert trees, our mesquites, our Palo Verdes, sweet acacia, Texas ebonies are really prime targets for these. It seems like insects have a menu of trees that they enjoy, and those are the four, the mesquites, palo verdes, sweet acacias, and Texas ebonies that are prime targets for flat-headed borers. Just protect your trees, keep them from sunburn. If you have flat-headed borers, there are some treatments. Again, these are all these are heartwood borers, and they are so they're sometimes difficult to treat them systemically or topically because they're deep inside the heartwood, non-conductive tissue inside your trees, but they're quietly doing damage to the structural integrity of your plants. Against flat-headed borers are probably not one of the is not the most serious of these three, probably the least serious. But they're a nuisance, and they can cause some damage cosmetically as well as just structurally.
And we have, what is it today, the 13th? So we have just over 30 days before the official monsoon hits on the 15th. But I tell you what, there's been plenty of wind now. There's no reason to wait to start prepping for monsoons.
Yeah, we know what's coming.
It's been a windy spring.
It has. It has. We've had a lot of calls due to some storm damage already. But yeah, it's a good time because we know what's coming in July and August, the high winds, and now's your time to be doing some pruning. I would encourage you, if you have smaller trees, to stake them, get them ready for some wind. You don't want a catastrophic failure where a tree bends over and breaks midway up the trunk or actually uproots entirely. And you can sometimes prevent that by putting a simple staking system in. You can also do some light end weight reduction. Contrary to popular belief, thinning out your trees is not always the best way to keep them safe in a storm by stripping out all the interior foliage so the wind will blow through. If you've done that and have neglected the outer third of the canopy, those ends of the branches become heavy. We call it lion tailing, and these big lion tails of heavy foliage out on the branches, they end up flagging in the wind, and you get branch breakage. And it's not the best way. What we recommend you to do is to thin the tree out uniformly by removing foliage incrementally along the entire length of a branch, not all of it in the middle of the tree, down in the lower parts of the branches. And, of course, making a few end weight reduction cuts where we go to the outer third of the canopy of the tree and actually do some end weight out there. That gives you the most bang for your buck. Dr. Ed Gilman from the University of Florida has done a lot of hurricane research, and he says making selective reduction cuts out in the outer third of the canopy gives you the best storm protection for your trees, not stripping out the inside. So get a qualified arborist to give you help in that regard.